The wearing of face masks is a contentious issue through and has been throughout the coronavirus pandemic. Despite their widespread use in many nations and recommendations from numerous epidemiologists and other medical experts, the advice so far has been that Australians should not be wearing masks in public. It's a view that's been endorsed by the Australian Medical Association.
The only people who do need to wear masks are those who are actually suspect cases while they're being cared for or treated or in self-isolation if with other people. But clearly there's no real benefit to wearing a mask in the general population. That's really wasting very precious resources, especially if we get into an extensive spread through a community.
That's the president of the Australian Medical Association, Tony Bartone, speaking to the ABC in March. Tony Bartone joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Is your advice around wearing masks changing?
It has, Hamish. So that grab you just aired was at the time of March when we were just facing the immediate first wave effects. Clearly, we were in a really difficult situation with PPE shortages and part of a global logistical marketplace, which saw us at the back of the queue, you might say, and clearly we had to rapidly try to secure supplies. So that situation has changed, fortunately, for the better because of government intervention and the ramping up of local production. But besides that, the other key factor, a key difference between now and March is the extent and the level of community transmission. So what we're saying now is that, yes, the evidence around masks is still contentious and debated, still at length in the journals. But clearly, if you are in a place of significant community transmission, and if you are not able to put into place the key other measures, which are effectively more effective at preventing transmission than masks alone, that is the social distancing, the hand hygiene, the washing of your hands frequently, and of course, the cough etiquette, those sort of measures, if they're not able to be practiced and you're in a crowded environment, you would benefit from wearing masks properly. And that last bit is really important, the proper wearing of masks, because what we see is a commonplace in the community is masks being worn beneath the nose, hanging from the chin, frequently being touched, readjusted, and of course they're uncomfortable and the wearers of those masks then scratch their eyes or scratch their nose or touch their eyes. And of course that is potentially more problematic than the non-wearing of masks alone.
Can we just be specific then? What is the advice for people in Victoria, in Melbourne, in those border communities where clearly there is a greater risk at the moment? What is the AMA's advice?
So if you can't keep your distance effectively, if you've got to be in a crowded environment with people that you're not familiar with, you would benefit from having an extra layer of protection by properly wearing a mask in those environments.
Do you believe that the federal government or the PPC should change its advice on this? Because we spoke to the deputy CMO yesterday, as well as the Victorian Premier, and both sounded as though there was a re-evaluation going on at this point.
And indeed, even the most recent comments that have been reported from the acting from the deputy chief medical officer, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, in fact, do point along the same lines as late as last night. And indeed, the advice from AHPPC was that if there, in recent times, there was that if you, especially if you were vulnerable, especially if you were in areas of community transmission, and you felt that you would benefit from the wearing of masks, it was an appropriate additional step, indeed, in ensuring your protection. But I think because of where we are now in the current phase of this outbreak in Melbourne, I think the advice is fairly clear now.
Why are the experts so divided on this?
Clearly, because as I say, the wearing of masks in an incorrect manner is actually more problematic and could create more transmission and more trouble for you. Now, clearly, you need to be, obviously, the attention to the way the mask is put on, and you're washing your hands before you put on the mask, the way it's, you know, it's covering, the way it's fitted, because it's one thing to wear a mask. If it's not properly fitted, it then creates entry points anyway, and it gives people a false sense of security, a complacency, you might say, that they don't need to do anything else. And indeed, as I said before, measures such as physical distancing, regular hand hygiene are much, much more effective at preventing the transmission than masks.
And just on the situation in Victoria, we've been discussing at great length what may have gone wrong there to lead to the situation that the state is now in. We touched on this briefly yesterday in some of our interviews, but the way in which the health system operates in Victoria, the positioning of Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, three levels below the Premier and Health Minister, do you believe that the structure in Victoria is part of the issue here?
What I will say is that if we look at a national level, one of the key reasons why Australia was so effective in managing the first wave was of the intimately strong and robust relationship between the Prime Minister and the Chief Medical Officer, Professor Murphy. That relationship, ultimately born in accordance also with the relationship with the Health Minister, Minister Hunt, those two relationships were fundamentally the reason why Australia was, I believe, managed to deal so effectively. And then that led to the National Cabinet and the way National Cabinet so seamlessly and expeditiously made the decisions which protected the community at that time. We do have a good, strong relationship between the Premier and Professor Sutton in Victoria, but clearly I believe that there could be an opportunity to reflect upon what really the benefits of what worked at a national level and see if they can't be emulated also at a local state level.
Tony Bartone, thank you very much.